Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. President Biden calling on Republicans in Congress to keep their word after passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown.
Speaking from the White House, Biden called the 45-day funding measure good news for millions of Americans and federal workers. However, he slammed House Republicans over what he called brinkmanship and a manufactured crisis. Biden urged lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to continue to support funding for Ukraine and pass a full-year budget agreement. I'm Dave Collins.
Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said the 45-day stopgap bill that passed with Democratic support on Saturday was the last straw. Gaetz says McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the Speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill on Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions from labor unions. He said he vetoed the bill because the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test this coming Wednesday. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled that drill for October 4th at 2:20 Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
James Earl Carter Jr., lovingly known as Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States, turned 99 years old yesterday. He was celebrated at his presidential library and museum among family and close friends on Saturday. That party was moved up a day to ensure it wouldn't be canceled by a potential federal government shutdown that Congress was able to avoid. Taylor Swift's doing it. Why not Beyonce? A full-length film about her Renaissance World Tour is in the works. Reports say the singer teaming up with AMC to release the documentary on December 1st. The Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.04 billion after no players hit it big Saturday night. That jackpot for the next drawing tonight remains the world's ninth largest lottery prize of all time. The world's largest humanoid robot factory will be built in Salem, Massachusetts. Agility Robotics, known for creating the bipedal robot known as Digit, the human-centric multi-purpose robot designed to work safely in warehouses and distribution centers. The company said it hopes the factory will be able to produce more than 10,000 robots annually. Agility Robotics says the 70,000 square foot factory will open later this year. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in on the good fight to save this country and getting us back on track. When you got a majority of Americans agreeing we're on the wrong track, I say, okay, well, now we've got a good start here. So what does a good track look like? Unfortunately, I will say this, or fortunately, I think people are realizing that the right track is not going to be deduced by any one party. Because the influences and party influences are such that it detracts from what the main mission is all about. And that is what's good for America overall. You know, that's what we need to return to when we talk about returning to first principles. That's what needs to be honored above, you know, above all things. And when it's about party politics, then everything gets deviated and we miss the mark. This is what history has shown us time and again. Dan Perkins is with us. Dan is the founder of the Black and White Radio and TV Network. He's also an author and energy expert. Hey, Dan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Yes, sir. It's been a while. Thank you for having me back on.
Yeah, too long, as a matter of fact. I wanted to talk particularly about energy independence. I mean, if it was said in previous decades that it's about the economy, stupid, I think you could say that it's about energy, stupid, because everything that Joe Biden has done from day one in crippling the energy independence of our country has had a disastrous result, not only on making us energy dependent, relying on our enemies and people that don't like us, and exacerbating, you know, our economic woes of inflation heading to recession. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And what we're dealing with is a situation that is really going to be different for tens of millions of Americans. I believe we are headed, if not already, in a depression, not a recession. And when I mean depression, I don't mean as a 1930s, 20s, 30s type of severe depression with the Dust Bowl and all that stuff. Well, I do believe that we're going to have disinflation, but we're going to continue to have high energy prices, high food prices, and interest rates are going to continue to be high. And so that the Federal Reserve, who has driven interest rates up to 30-year highs, is now looking at what's going on in the price of housing, what's happening to the price of energy, and other things that are reinflating the economy, which means that a yield on a 10-year treasury at approaching 5 may not be enough, mm-hmm. which means that housing mortgage rates could go substantially higher. In fact, could go, under the worst-case scenario, to double digits for a 30-year mortgage.
Wow. I mean, already you've got young kids that can no longer afford housing. I mean, they can afford to buy a home right now, Dan. I mean, some like that. Now you're down to, you know, you're talking to a mere fraction of young people who want to buy a home, just flat out cannot qualify or afford it.
Right. But then you have another factor that it was not true from a historical perspective, but is true now. We have a shortage of single-family homes of about 8 million. 8 million single-family home units in shortage. So I don't know what about in your part of the woods, but in my part of the woods, everywhere I drive, I see these huge apartment complexes going up.
Exactly.
Because people can't afford to buy the house, they're renting. And as they're renting, the demand, especially in Florida, because we're getting literally 1,000 people a month coming into Lee County where I live, the demand for housing is such. But the problem is that, yes, the demand is high, but you're also trying to deal with recovery from the Hurricane Ian, which I was part of, still working on trying to get my house back to some degree of normalcy. So there's a shortage of labor and a shortage of material. And when you've got shortage of labor and shortage of material, prices and increased demand, prices have to go up. So you're going to see housing inflation with high interest rates, and you're going to see earnings that are actually going to be negative, salary and wages, because of inflation. And we're going to head back to the kind of inflation that we had not that long ago. And yet we're bringing in millions of people across the border, which is taxing the resources of the cities and counties and states to be able to provide typical services for legitimate citizens.
This is a mess. I mean, and where are, you know, these supposed brain trust, you know, the Fed and others, you know, looking at it? I mean, because you can see this quite clearly. This is, you know, this is way too much. I mean, we are, we're overwhelming the system. The system is not designed to handle 6 million migrants plus coming in and providing for their kids and health care, housing and everything else, when you've got everyday Americans right now that are leaking oil and in a lot of trouble, Dan. I mean, no wonder the natives are growing restless.
Yeah. We have a situation that happened over the weekend. You're just on the show before I got you. We had the Daily Mail out of London reporting that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to run in the Pennsylvania primary next week as an independent.
Mm.
Now, that has some very serious connotation in that, according to the most recent CNN polls, the spread between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, Donald Trump is ahead of Joe Biden by 10 points. 10 points. Now, we have a situation where the Washington Post did a poll 2 weeks ago and were reluctant to release it because it showed that Biden, who got 91% approval from the Democrats in the presidential election, is now down to 61, and that Trump, who got 8% of the black vote in 20, now is looking at 21%. So the Democrats, on a historical basis, need a 85% minimum participation in the black vote in order to win the presidency. So you take Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, based on the most leading recent poll data, is about 21% favorable, versus Joe Biden, who's 32% favorable. If you take 20% of the Democratic votes and spin them off into independent voters, what you're going to have is a situation that I believe sometime this fall, Joe Biden will do a Lyndon Johnson. He will tell the American people that he is choosing not to rerun in 2024. He's going to finish out his term and do the best he can for the people over the remaining months of his term in office. And then the Democrats are in huge turmoil because who do they turn to?
Exactly.
Kennedy's taking away 20%. If Joe sticks...
God, we'll pick it up. We got more from Dan after this. Stay with us.
Works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're
we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dan Perkins is with us. He's the author of 9 books, a nationally syndicated talk show host himself, an expert on energy, and the founder of the Black and White Radio and TV Network. Dan, I wanted you to, you know, finish out what you were laying out for the people in terms of this dynamic of, you know, how the Democratic Party is being bifurcated, and this is of their own doing. I mean, already in the last year, you've had something like a million Democrats, card-carrying Democrats, have left the party for either the Republican Party or just to declare, you know, an independent position. You've got probably a dozen elected officials who have abandoned the Democratic Party, all saying, you know, I didn't leave the party, the party has left me. The neo-Marxists who are running the Democratic Party are just, you know, they're leaving a lot of people behind, and their tent is starting to fall and implode on those, you know, left under the tent.
I did an interview sometime ago. I've had her on my show several times. She's a forensic psychiatrist, and she's an expert witness in trying to help the courts and the jury figure out what's in a person's mind when they created a horrendous crime. And she said to me when we were talking, she said, in all my years of being around politics, I've never seen a party that doesn't know how to play chess. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party. The leadership of the Democratic Party doesn't know what to do next. They are a reactive party as opposed to a proactive party.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this announcement over the weekend that the person who's in charge of converting all of our appliances to electric was rejected by the Senate Committee, Commerce, yet Biden has kept her on in the position. So he decided that he wasn't going to pay attention to what the Constitution says as a advice and consent of the Senate. My point is that they're talking about spending $570 billion on new electric-operated appliances, stoves, refrigerators, washers and dryers, on and on and on, and over 30 years. That works out to be 0.003% of the GDP of America. It isn't going to change. It isn't going to basically hardly move the needle by spending all this money to have everybody replace all of their appliances from natural gas or oil or coal all over to electricity. It isn't going to save that much money. It's going to cost money. And the pressure that it's going to put on the grid of being able to provide electricity, they're not doing anything to expand the grid because they don't want to build power plants, because the most cost-efficient power plant to generate a kilowatt is a natural gas plant. So they don't want to do that. And we don't have consistent reliability of wind and solar to be able to supply huge centers of population with electrical power, as we saw in Texas last winter. My point is, they don't think about what they're doing. They don't think about the fact that they spent $115 billion on a war in Ukraine, because it's a war indirectly with Russia to try and punish them for their invasion into Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending $115 billion. That $115 billion that we spent, plus $53 billion that NATO and the European Union has spent, almost $170 billion, what has it done? It hasn't brought anybody else into the war except for the purposes of providing equipment. And what
That's
do
right.
we do? Again, not thinking. We don't have any 155-millimeter shells. We've given them 100,000, a million shells, artillery shells, and we didn't do anything to increase our supply. So now it's going to take 2 to 3 years for us to be able to build back an inventory. And, oh, by the way, what happens if China decides it wants to invade Taiwan? Do they have the ability to produce and accelerate a number of artillery shells if they're going to use artillery? No. So, again, it's another example of not thinking ahead as to what's going on and what needs to be done.
Well, even at the start of everything, way everything was lying, you and I talked about this before. They didn't even, I mean, here got Russia heading to the border, the Ukraine border, and anybody looking at this going, they're going to war. I mean, this isn't some camp out, some overnight bivouac or anything like that. I mean, the systems, everything that was being set up, because when you go to war, you have to have certain things in alignment that are quite obvious, right? Okay. And Russia was doing that for over a year, Dan, for over a year. And NATO and the United States, Joe Biden just sat there and watched it happen. And then all of a sudden you got bombs bursting in air. Well, it's a little late at this point. And it's like that old Pennzoil commercial, pay me now or pay me later. The idea is that the longer you wait to pay the price, the more expensive it gets. And this is where we are right now, especially, I mean, we're really in a tough spot because now we're somewhat committed, you know, we're vested in this conflict. And we don't have leadership that knows how to get us out of it. That's the problem.
In addition, if I might just follow what you made a very important point. We also have people that don't believe the leadership has the experience to lead us out of it.
Right. Well, when you got a military that's more concerned about pronouns and where you can go get a sex change as opposed to, you know, preserving peace and security, you know, you're off point.
Yep. Absolutely correct. And I said something this morning on another show, and I'm going to say it again here. And it's hard for me to say this because for too many years I've been thinking the other way. But I think that the indoctrinations that the Democrats have put on the American people for such a long period of time is they destroyed our confidence to make decisions and to trust anybody. And so nobody knows what to do. And nobody's willing to stand up and say, I think we should do this. They're afraid and they've lost their courage.
Well, and this is why Trump is such an anathema for them, that it just freaks out because he's that lone voice in the desert. Going, hey, hello, you know, and look what he did in 4 years. And at every step of the way, the Democrats resisted him. And in spite of that, he was still able to make us energy independent, protect our southern border, raise our standing internationally, keep us out of wars, and set a plan to get us out of war, even though Joe Biden didn't execute it correctly. And he tried to blame Trump because he's, you know, this man has no credibility. And he has no guts, Dan, really. The bottom line is he's gutless. And he just wants to blame everybody else. And this has just been a disaster. And all the people that were involved in rigging the election to make this guy the president of the United States is like, okay, thanks for the joke. And you've cost us all a lot of money. Because the bottom line is right now we've got a lot of people here in America that are hurting because of the policies of Joe Biden. And a combination of Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and his team that continue to, to continue the depression that they had ignited in this fundamental transformation of this country 8 years, you know, for 8 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, the American people have got to get serious about this and understand that, you know, we need a very special president and one who has the courage who can come in, and then we the people need to do our point, our part, to protect the vote, Dan Perkins, to make sure that we have a true, free and fair election come 2024, because the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi et al., they're not going to take a loss easy. We already know what they're going to do, right?
Yes.
20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize. Go ahead.
I think it's important. You're right. We got to get the people reengaged in the process of democracy. And until we do that, we're going to have this extraordinary power that the Democrats, the influence they have over America, to make things change and allow us to
spent, but not do anything about it. And I think
Dan Perkins, thank you, sir.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. President Biden calling on Republicans in Congress to keep their word after passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he supports workers and often benefits from campaign contributions from labor unions, but he vetoed the bill because the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert this coming Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan Fox-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, DeRoy, how we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you with us here.
You bet.
You know, I was kind of teasing. We had Joe Biden had exonerated and said to 470,000 Venezuelans, you know, that they could come, that they're going to get a free pass into the country, job permits, all that good stuff. And I said, hey, look at bring some oil with you, because Uncle Joe has depleted our strategic petroleum reserve. Right. And here's Venezuela, the number one country on the planet, with all their oil that they have. And I mean, if we're going to take 470,000, you know, able bodied men off their hands, then the least they can do is, you know, and Joe Biden knows about quid pro quo. You know, we'll take your 470,000. Give us, you know, a bunch of oil in exchange. I think that's fair. What do you think?
I think it is fair. You know, maybe the way to do it is every Venezuelan has to come in with a barrel of oil in his back.
I think that's fair. Just hopefully we can protect them, that the cartels don't rip them off along the way. Because the cartels figure out that they've got liquid gold on their backs, you know, they'll carve that out. But to add insult to injury, did you see what they did? They had the nerve to plant the Venezuelan flag on American soil.
I saw that. Yes. Unbelievable. I saw that a couple of days ago on TV, and I thought, my God, these people, you know, rather than sort of come with a sense of humility and say, look, we're escaping an authoritarian, totalitarian regime. Would you please be just and merciful upon us? They've arrived with this triumphant sense and come here and plant a foreign flag on our soil. I can't remember ever seeing that in that respect. I mean, some of these people have the Israel Day parade, people wave flags sort of ceremonies.
Right, exactly.
But in a triumphant sense, like, oh, look, we just defeated you. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone involved in
exactly.
put on a raft and sent back and told, you know, don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Don't come back.
Right. You know, in years past, though, we've had some Mexicans come in and, you know, and unfurl their Mexican flag. Of course, they've been saying that they wanted to take over, they wanted to reclaim California forever. But, you know, but meanwhile, you know, to your point, these migrants, unlike the immigrants of the past who were so grateful and kissed the ground of America as soon as they came here because they appreciated, you know, the hope and the light on a shining hill. But today, and of course, right there in New York, you see them, you know, they're trashing hotel rooms, they're complaining about the food, they're assaulting law enforcement officers, you know, they're raping our women. I mean, this is nonstop insanity, but yet the Biden administration says we're not being invaded.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's bad enough these people break into our country, but their attitude should be, thank you for having us here, we are happy to cooperate in any way you wish, what can we do to fit in? And instead, you say you've got, here in New York City, just a couple of miles more, I said people at the Roosevelt Hotel have been arrested repeatedly for domestic assault, for beating, as you say, the men beating their wives or girlfriends, whatever it might be. You've got rapes going on. Then you've got other people who, for whatever reason, you know, get loose or they break into the country. They get caught murdering people, running people over with cars, you know, hit-and-run situations. Got a lot of these guys in New York. They've got this, they get wrapped up in, I guess, easy work for them to get is this delivery guys. So they've got all these scooters running around. The scooters are hitting people. There was some dispute about this. The NYPD went and swept a bunch of these scooters off the streets. And the guys who had them came in and were fighting with the NYPD, you know, assaulting NYPD officers and on and on. And why are we expected to put up with bad enough you break into our country, but then you break our laws, you beat our officers, you kill our people. And we're supposed to sit there and take it. And have, I think I saw the other day, 11,000 people cross our border in one day. Last week
exactly.
was 10,000, which is a record.
Right.
That's now been exceeded by an extra 10%. We're up to 11,000 in one day. And
right.
on and on it goes. And now that the temperatures cooled down and you can cross the border without, you know, baking in the desert, you know, those numbers are just going to keep going up and away.
Right, exactly. Well, they're talking, you know, 6.3 million people that they can account for. That's not counting the gotaways. So somewhere between, you know, at least 6.3 million and maybe as high as 7 million out there running around. Keep in mind that most of these migrants are military aged men beholden to cartels and God only knows what. You know, I keep reminding everybody, you know, here this was the month of 9/11. And it only took 19 men to do all kinds of damage that we still feel to this day. And meanwhile, you know, as Gary Bauer said, just do the math. At 6.3 million, let's just say that 2% of them are criminals. You know, you can imagine the number's got to be a lot higher, but let's just use the 2% number. You know, that's a hostile army of 126,000 people, DeRoy.
Yeah, I mean, even much more modest number. Let's assume 99.9% of these 7 million you mentioned are wonderful, peaceful people who just want to come here and work and then do the right thing. Okay, the remaining 0.1%, 7,000. Okay, 7,000 brand new criminals? Do we need 7,000 brand new criminals running around engaging in mayhem and breaking the law and maybe hurting or killing people? And again, that assumes the criminal element is just 0.1%. I guess it's higher than that. I know. If it's 1%, you're talking 70,000. If it's 2%,
that's under normal conditions. But when you've got cartels involved here, I mean, and then on top of that, you've got what looks like a cartel headquarters in Texas that is being developed.
Astonishing.
I mean,
it's amazing. I've heard people say, "Oh, you call it an invasion? That's so racist." I mean, I don't think you can call this thing anything but an invasion. You've got people from, I think it's 165 or so countries coming across, again, at the pace of 11,000 per day.
Yes.
A grand total of millions of people have come across our border without permission, without invitation, without papers, and not a handful of people who are desperate, but millions and millions, 6 million. I think that is equal to the population of Hong Kong, if I'm not mistaken. That's roughly the size of two Los Angeles. L.A. is about 3 million. So times
exactly.
It's like two L.A.s, two brand new L.A.s coming into this country.
Right.
And we're supposed to roll over, take it, and smile. I don't know any other country that operates this way. Why is America the only country on the planet where people just roll in by the millions and responses and turn around and go home? The response is, oh, can we get you a hotel room in Times Square? Well, would you like work permits? Can we put your kids in school for free next to our kids who are, not learning anywhere as well as they should? Would you like some free college? Would you like some free food? What more free stuff can you get?
Oh, how about free health care? Free health care. We'll help you out. Don't worry.
Oh, you don't like this diet, this menu? Let's get you a different menu. It's unbelievable. We're being so taken advantage of. And my view is, it's a word you don't hear very often. I want mass deportation. If you've broken our country, we're going to pick you up, send you on a bus, take you to the Rio Grande, and watch while you just get in the water, swim across the river, and go home and get the hell out of our country.
And we don't need to feel guilty. About this, because what they're setting up for us here is, they're telling these people, they're releasing them into the interior of the country. Hey, we'll see you in 8 years. How do you tell somebody, I want you to come back to ICE office, see you in about 8 years? No wonder 85% of them don't show up. And meanwhile, Jeroy, in 8 years, these women can spit out, two, three American citizens in the meantime. And now they're anchored, right?
They're anchored. Now they're not going anywhere. Now they're here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And by the way, when people get work permits, they're going to get driver's license. They're going to get ID cards. And in some places like Pennsylvania, I think this was just started by Governor Shapiro this week or last week. If you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
Of course.
We'll be getting ballots. And when they do these mass ballots where you don't even ask for a ballot, they just mail ballots to everybody on the list. These people are going to get ballots. And these people, night before there's amnesty and they're naturalized, these people, I think, will be voting in the next election. So these people will be voting on Trump v. Biden. My guess is they'll be grateful that Biden let him in, and these people are going to vote for Biden. That's 100% of the reason for this, is for the Democrats to get as many future Democrats of America, as I call them, FDAs, future Democrats of America, into this country and voting as soon as humanly possible. That is the complete intention here. I don't think it has anything to do with international mercy or giving people more opportunities. It's about getting more Democrats across the border to increase the total number of Democrats in the country. Full stop.
I'll guarantee you, ICE doesn't know where they live, but the Democratic apparatchik and the vote getters, they know exactly where they live because they're going to follow the ballots. They'll grab those ballots. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry, language problem. We'll take care of it. Just give us the ballot here. Sign here. We'll take the ballot and we'll handle it for you, right? Because that's the way they go. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, you know, the bottom line in this situation with what's, you know, going on top of all the expense of the migration that's going on. You've got already a dozen countries in Europe that have experienced the horrors of open borders, and it is regrettable, and they're doing everything they can to unwind, you know, some much more difficult than others. Here, America, I mean, you know, gosh, I remember the days when we talked about, you know, maybe we had 11 million, 13 million. Now with this new invasion, we're probably up to about maybe at least 50 million illegal immigrants in the country. That's a rough number, but I think I'm pretty close to accurate.
Yeah, you know, nobody knows. You know, I've heard you're saying 15, I've heard 20, some people think it's 30. No, nobody knows. They have no idea. Yeah. And that's the point. That's the problem. You know, I'm for a generous immigration system if people come in legally. My mother and father came from Costa Rica, and
right.
Guess what? They didn't run across the river and swim across the Rio Grande. They went to the United States Embassy in San Jose, Costa Rica. They filled out visa applications. And when they're ready, they brought their passports, they put the BBCs in their passports, they came to America and enjoyed the American dream. And they have three kids. One of them is talking to you on the phone right now, and my sisters are in California, and we're loving life here in the USA. If you wanted to
exactly.
follow that model, wonderful. I will applaud you. I will root for your success. I will be thrilled when you prosper. But these other
exactly.
people break in. Some of them we know where they are. A lot of them we have no idea who they are. I think 160 or so people on the terrorist watch list have been caught. How many on the terrorist watch list have gotten through? And some of them may be waiting for instructions from Iran or Damascus or elsewhere, saying, okay, you know, implement the plan. And, you know, boom goes a power plant, boom goes a dam, boom goes a hospital, boom goes a shopping center, whatever it might be. And if this happens, all of that blood will be all over the hands of Joseph Robinette Biden. This whole thing is his plan, his program. He's had the opportunity to stop this thing and turn around, and instead they're just ripping the border even more wide open, and now saying, oh, you get a work permit, so people are going to say, great, run across, we'll get work there, magnificent, and people are going to keep coming and coming, and this is destroying this country.
Hmm. Well, maybe, DeRoy, when there's a government shutdown, because the government will be shut down because of the border crisis, just as you said,
that has been single-handedly orchestrated by President Joe Biden and the Democrats, clearly. And if that is the case, then the American people understand that, look, if we've got to go through some pain in order to secure the border, they might believe that it's worth, you know, it's worth the pain as opposed to shutting off the spigot and taking away our ability to be energy independent for some sort of windmill chasing dream that we've spent over $5 trillion and gotten nothing for so far. Right.
Well, you know, I think that may be the case. What I don't understand, and I'd love for somebody to explain to me exactly what the strategy is of the House Republicans, you know, I think what we ought to have done over the last year since January is the GOP House should have passed one appropriations bill after another, send them to the Senate. If these bills, were the, which are going to be written by the U.S. House, you can get rid of, put in more money for border control, increase the number of Border Patrol agents. I would eliminate the funds for the 87,000 new IRS snoops Biden wants. And they're going to take that money, put that all into new Border Patrol and hire 87,000 new Border Patrol agents.
Exactly.
Put all that in the bill, send that over to the Senate. And if Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, pass it, great. If they don't, they'll pass their own bill. And then, you know, as we learned in civics class, you go to a conference committee, split the difference, and then send that on to the president. For some reason, the U.S. House is not doing this. They're having this internal fight. They're not going anywhere with this. And we're going to end up with the Senate and Mitch McConnell, you know, that free market limited government stalwart,
yeah.
And Chuck Schumer coming up with some another one of these, you know, 5,000-page bills with all the garbage in it. And somehow or another, the GOP House will be in a situation where it has to swallow that bill rather than have a more conservative bill, you know, at least attempting to do the kinds of things we're talking about, the type of things we're talking about. So I'm not really sure what the GOP House is doing, and I'm sort of alarmed and startled that they're not taking advantage of this tremendous opportunity to use the power of the purse to do the kind
exactly.
of thing to be done on the border and elsewhere.
No, I agree, and this is part of this has been part of the problem forever with the Republican Party. They got too many cats going in different directions. There's no vision. An agreed vision on the key issues. You know, yeah, you can have a couple of, you know, ancillary ideas, but those on the periphery, but hold to the core so that every time you're interviewed and every time you're relating a message to the American people, it's consistent. You know, one, two, maybe three principles. That's it. Hold to that. Keep beating that drum. And because the thing is you don't have the media coverage where you can be loosey-goosey. Because you're not, you know, anything that's reported about conservatives or the Republican Party is so it's so prejudiced and biased anyway. So you can control whatever part of the, you know, narrative you can control it. Understanding that Republicans and conservatives, you know, they can't control very little. But the parts that you can control, you know, what you're saying here, DeRoy, is so critical. But it just seems like there's a, I don't know, you know, you can blame it on leadership, blame it on, you know, this idea. I mean, this is the thing. Maybe we need to draft Nancy Pelosi. We're going to make her a Republican, let her take charge, because she'll whip these cats into behavior right away, right?
I'm not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi, and I don't agree with her on very much other than maybe the time of day and the temperature. But boy,
right.
She wants to get some done. She snaps her fingers, and the Democrats just line up like North Korean soldiers, and the thing goes through unanimously. And
exactly.
McCarthy's only got a margin of majority of 4 votes. I mean, it's amazing he's gotten as much as he's done with so little, with so thin a margin. But look, these people, and they shouldn't need to be whipped. They should be enthusiastic about the idea that, okay, we get to write the bill we want. Now we can write a defense authorization bill that shuts down all the, you know, the diversity and equity inclusion nonsense, gets the troops focused on defending this country, not running around on this fruitless mission to find, you know, root out these alleged white supremacists and white nationalists of the Pentagon, wherever supposedly they are, you know,
right.
Get rid of the abortion funding, you know, free abortions for soldiers, et cetera, and just pass a bill where those, you know, the dollar amount for each of those is zero. Say, here it is. We all agree on this. We're passing. Send to the Senate, and either the Senate takes it as is, or they can sit there and tell the American people, no, we want to put more money into the defense budget so people can have transgender surgery in the barracks. And yes, we want to put money in so soldiers can have abortions on a military basis. Let the Democrats get up and make that argument. And if they
exactly.
want to get up and make that argument for the American people, have at it. Have it.
Yeah.
We want more money to run around and you know, make sure all of our soldiers are focused on, you know, alleged racism as opposed to trying to keep, you know, go out and kill terrorists and keep the Chinese yeah. from attacking us and our allies. No, okay, fine. If you want to say that that's what you want American troops to do, get up and make that argument. I don't know why we do not have easily put the Senate Democrats and Joe Biden on the defensive by giving them a bill that does all the stuff we want and either tell them to take it or explain to the American public why they want to spend money on stupid things the American people don't support.
Especially when we're at $33 trillion in deficit right now, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know, exactly. We have this wonderful opportunity, and I see it being squandered. I find that really, really frustrating and really more than anything else puzzling. I'm not really sure what it is they're trying to do.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left, and by the way, I wanted to make sure I did not ignore your dress code. I think it's quite charming, a hood and shorts, gym shorts that you're wearing in order to honor the new Senate dress code. And, you know, it's very patriotic of you to do that.
Well, let's just say I'm not exactly in black ties. I'm speaking to you on the phone. And it is a radio show, not a TV show. But I was amazed, appalled, and disgusted by this decision by Chuck Schumer, not just to have this carve out for Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, but to lower the dress code, eliminate the dress code for everybody, and say, "Hey, let's all show up in rags." And,
yeah, exactly.
And the next day, Fetterman is in the Senate, not sitting, you know, at his desk in the back. He's sitting on the dais as the presiding officer, wearing a sort of a sweatshirt and shorts. Unbelievable! I mean, talk about in your face.
Exactly.
You're going to dress, ditch the dress code, and then put the chief. You know, perpetrator for this disaster. Up in front is the presiding officer wielding the gavel. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look, I find it astonishing this argument that somehow Fetterman is unable to get dressed like a grown man because he had a stroke. You look at people like Bob Dole, who was the senator for many years in Kansas.
Exactly.
He had a severe injury from World War II. His right arm didn't function. He was able to show up in a suit. Daniel Inouye was another soldier in World War II. He was shot also in Italy by the Nazis, actually a grenade went off, and he lost his right arm. Right arm is gone. Left arm, no right arm. He was able to show up in a suit. That's true of Senator John East, who was in a wheelchair. He was in a suit. Tammy Duckworth and Max Cleland also in wheelchairs. Tammy Duckworth is there now from Illinois. She's able to put on a proper, you know, women's business attire. You had Bob Carey of Nebraska, and part of his leg blown off in Vietnam. He was able to show up in a suit. So somehow these other people who suffered these grievous injuries, Max Cleland lost three limbs. He lost both legs and an arm. He managed to get himself into a suit every day. And John Fetterman, who's got two arms and two legs, can't do it. And if he needs some assistance, you know, just hire somebody. Say that your job is to be my, you know, valet and personal assistant, and part of your job is to show up at my house every morning, help me get dressed. Get me into the Senate looking like a grown, proper adult, and then at the end of the day, take me home and, you know, get me into my sweats and jammies, and that'll be part of one of your official duties. And I'm sure
exactly.
people love to do that. And at the in that time, you have all that personal time to talk about talk with the junior senator from Pennsylvania about this bill or that bill, or senator, why don't we focus on this, or what can you teach me about that? You know, what a wonderful opportunity for a young staffer. You know, great, let's do it that way. But no, let's just ditch the standards and let the U.S. Senate look like the inside of a you know, Spirit Airlines jet on the way to spring break.
On that note, we shall leave you quite gracefully. Ladies and gentlemen, DeRoy Murdoch, the Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase.